definitely. I think our best football is still out there. Granted, we found ways to win, but I don't think anybody in this locker room feels like we've played the complete game. So that's good. I mean, I think it keeps us hungry, and I think it keeps us motivated.
Gary, I understand Tuesdays around this complex aren't your typical NFL Tuesday. It sounds like a bunch of guys have been coming in anyway. What's it like? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I see anywhere from 20 to 30 guys in here on Tuesdays. Even though it's our day off, I mean, guys in here working out, watching film, getting ready for the week, and they had to start on the week. And I think it says a lot about the commitment of a lot of guys on this team. And even though it's our day off, I think everybody uses it as a day to get better.
Is that because things are so much fun right now, or is that just because guys are so professional, or is it a combination?
Well, I think it's a combination of guys being professional, guys taking pride in what they do, and also guys, they want to, you know, when you get that taste of winning, I mean, you want it to keep going, and you prepare better, you prepare more, you want this thing to keep going.
You know anything about this Brian Pride thing down here?
I do. I think Brian is on steroids because, he'll gain 12, 14 pounds every week, and we're all proud of him, though.
Kerry, you know everything you have to do to maintain your longevity in this league, and then you look at a guy like Favre, who has done it even longer.
Yeah.
You have a lot of respect for something like that, I assume.
Oh, I've got a ton of respect for Brett Favre. I mean, the streak he has of starting, I don't know how many games it's up to now. I mean, that is just like, that is freakish. he's one of the greatest football players to ever play the position and never play the game. And he's still doing it. I mean, he's obviously, I think what keeps him going is just his passion for the game. I mean, he could have retired and gone into the sunset as, the true legend that he is, but chose to come back, and I think that says a lot about who he is as a football player.
He seems to have really rejuvenated the program, the team there too. Why is it that one guy, or why do you think that is, one guy can come in and kind of turn things around for a franchise?
Well, I mean, Brett's a heck of a player, and I think they've got a guy under center that the guys believe in, that the guys know that he's going to give them a chance to win, and it does a lot for a team. I mean, they've got talent, they've got all the pieces there, and now they've got a guy who they all believe in, and they're rallying around him, and he's making the people around him better.
Talking to Jeff about was far easy to rattle. He said there's no rattle in him. And he comes back very, very quickly from mistakes. The older you get in this league, is it easier to come back? If you throw an interception as a, 13, 14-year veteran, you come back easier?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think what happens is after playing a lot and playing so many games that you better find a way to come back from bad plays, interceptions, negative plays, what have you. And so I think you just condition yourself to never let any negative play affect the way you're going to play the rest of the game. And I mean, Brett's the master at that. I mean, he truly is the ultimate gunslinger. And the guy doesn't care if he throws four or five picks. I mean, he still is going to try and find a way to beat you. So it's admirable. It's hard to have that mentality, but he's done it, and it's what's made him one of the greatest players.